This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Dozens of companies from biotech startups to big pharma are racing to develop a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine, both to meet urgent medical need and for the potential payday. The World Health Organization has identified 48 candidate vaccines at the stage of clinical trials in humans, up from 11 in mid-June. 12 of them are at the most advanced phase 3 stage, in which a vaccine's effectiveness is tested on a large scale, generally tens of thousands of people across several continents. Pfizer and BioNTech said Wednesday a completed analysis of their experimental COVID-19 vaccine found it protected 95% of people against the disease and announced they were applying for U.S. emergency approval within days. The first at-home rapid coronavirus test gets approved. AP's Mike Gracia has our story.
The first rapid coronavirus test that can be performed and developed entirely at home has won approval from federal regulators. The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency authorization to the 30-minute test kit from Lucira Health. The Lucira test allows users to swab themselves to collect a nasal sample. The sample is then swirled in a vial that plugs into a portable device that interprets the results and displays whether the user tested positive or negative for COVID-19. The test will require a prescription. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Portugal's government acknowledged Wednesday that it is struggling to withstand a second wave of the coronavirus, preparing to extend infection control measures and a state of emergency for 2 more weeks. The country's most affected regions will see emergency regulations prolonged beyond Monday, including an overnight and weekend curfew. Parliament is expected to approve the extension Friday. This is VOA News. The European Parliament will refuse any concessions to satisfy Hungary or Poland that are blocking a €1.8 trillion EU budget and stimulus package because it ties funding to respect for the rule of law, a statement said. Quote, no further concession will be made on our side, end quote, said the statement Wednesday, following a meeting of the political group leaders of the European Parliament. They urged member states to, quote, adopt the package and launch the ratification process as soon as possible, end quote, ahead of an EU leaders summit Thursday. Former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn will not be restored as a Labour Member of Parliament after he undermined efforts to tackle anti-Semitism, Britain's current Labour leader Keir Starmer said Wednesday. Corbyn was readmitted to the Labour Party Tuesday after being suspended following comments seen to be downplaying a report critical of Labour's handling of anti-Semitism complaints under his leadership. However, Starmer refused to readmit him to the Parliamentary Labour Party, meaning he would not officially represent Labour in Parliament and would continue to be classed as an independent MP. U.S. President Donald Trump has fired the nation's top election security official, who had refuted the White House claim that fraud must have tainted the results of the presidential election. One of the last acts that Christopher Krebs performed as the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Secure Agency was to tweet out a report citing dozens of election security experts that there was no credible evidence of any computer fraud in the 2020 election. President Trump tweeted Krebs's report was highly inaccurate and that his appointee was terminated. The U.S. will slash troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq to their lowest in nearly 20 years, the Pentagon said Tuesday, prompting security worries among allies and fear on Kabul's streets after President Donald Trump pledged to end conflicts abroad. Wednesday, Iraq and Saudi Arabia reopened their Arar Desert crossing, a long-awaited sign of closer trade ties after 30 years of sealed land borders between the two countries. Top officials, including Iraq's interior minister and the head of its border commission, traveled from Baghdad to formally open Arar, where a line of cargo trucks stood waiting. The Saudi ambassador to Iraq was also in attendance, and a delegation from Riyadh was to open the Saudi side of the border. Yazidis crowned a new spiritual leader Wednesday at their holiest site of Lalish in North Iraq, nearly 2 months after the death of the minority's top cleric. Ali Alias was formally named as the Yazidi Baba Sheikh, the title for the religious guide of the esoteric community ravaged by the Islamic State group in 2014. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts-Field. One.